So glad to join with you for another moment around God's Word and prayer today. I'd like you to take you to another prayer that Paul prays for a church, that not a church that he actually started himself, but a church that he writes in the New Testament of the Bible. It's the church of Colossae. And kind of the intro to this prayer is in verse 3 of chapter 1. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. And he said, I thank God for you and I pray for you. I hope you do that with your church, whether you attend Central Assembly here in Springfield or whatever church you have. I hope you both love your church and pray for your church. And Paul says both. He said, I thank God for you and I pray for you. Because we've heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love you have for all God's people. You love God and you love other people. You've got all the right things going on. But here's what I want to pray for you in specific. And it starts in verse 9, and it's going to answer for us the question, what does pleasing God really mean in my life? I mean, I don't please God in the way that I earn his salvation. I can't do things to get him to love me more. I can't deserve to be forgiven. I mean, I don't do anything in my Christian life for that reason. And yet, Paul will talk here about pleasing God, and his prayer will tell us the four specific things that pleasing God boils down to. So verse 9, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. Here's a good way to pray for a church. Lord, help us to know your will for us. And we'll know your will through wisdom and understanding that's given by the Spirit. So God, by your Spirit, give us the kind of wisdom and understanding that helps us to know your will as a church, or your will as a person, personally, who follows Jesus. So that, he says to the Colossian church, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. So you're living in a way that's worthy of a God who's forgiven you and made you new and died in your place and risen from the dead. So you walk in a way that's pleasing to him. And then he helps us here by praying for four things that involve pleasing him. So he said, I pray you may live in a way that pleases him, colon, and then he describes it. Number one, in verse 10, bearing fruit in every good work. This is God's will, that as a result of his transformation in your life, you do good works. That the fruit of your life is that you're helping people and you're loving people and you're doing things in your community that bring a good reputation to the name of Christ, and that you're laying aside your own rights out of care for other people. Good works. Number two, that you'll grow in the knowledge of God, that you'll just keep paying attention to him. In neuroplasticity, we're told that our brains rewire depending on what we pay attention to. In some ways, we become what we pay attention to. He said, I'm just praying that you keep paying attention to God, that you just keep staying close to him, and not just striving and trying to deserve his favor. You can never do that. But you just pay attention to him, and you get to know him more, and you become more like him. Thirdly, pleasing God is being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. And that whenever I read that, and whenever I pray that verse, it always trips me up, the first part, because he says, I'm praying you'll be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. And I'm going, yes, so that we can overcome. And then Paul surprises us. He said, no, I'm praying you'll be strengthened with all glorious might so that you can endure. That doesn't sound like an overcoming word, but so you can have all endurance and patience. And I want to tell you, to endure and have patience is also a godly thing, and it takes the power of the Holy Spirit. And pleasing God means we're going to endure and have patience. We're not just going to give up. We're just not going to kind of get mad at God and say, oh, it's not convenient to go to church and worship him anymore, or I don't want to spend time with him alone every day. And you know what? You're going to endure no matter what comes against you. Why? Because you have the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And then, joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who's qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. that you will have grateful joy in your life. That's what it means to please God. It means that there's good works in our lives. It means we're getting to know God better all the time. It means that by the power of the Spirit, we're enduring and having patience. And it means that we're living in joyful gratitude, just in awe of what God has done for us. That's how you please God. And so this prayer helps us so much. Father, we pray that you will help us to be fruitful in our lives with good works that demonstrate who you are to our world and that care for people. I pray you help us to get to know you better. Help our lives not be full of busyness or even striving to please you in wrong ways, but just paying attention to you. And I pray that we'll please you by willing to not only take victories in hand, but being willing to endure and be patient. Help us with this, Lord. That's so hard for us. And help us to please you by not being grumpy, but having that grateful joy for all that you have done for us. And we thank you in your name. Amen.